Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. I like to continue sharing my thoughts and what I wrote after I heard the tragedy of terrorist attacks on two Muslim mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, which happened March 15, 2019. 50 Muslim worshippers were killed, 20 injured. Of course, we know that Satan, our enemy, managed successfully to put negative feelings in our hearts and negative thoughts in our minds towards Muslims. And he used so many means. He is just so creative and clever. Satan even used the stories of Christians persecuted and discriminated against in Muslim countries. So Satan motivated and convinced many Christian leaders to only speak publicly against Islam and Muslims. However, we must not neglect Jesus' greatest commandment to love our Muslim neighbors. This is really what the gospel is all about. That's what Jesus said. As we love ourselves, we must love Muslim neighbors. And certainly, Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Canada, America, Australia, New Zealand. They are our neighbors now. Christian leaders should also focus on equipping their followers to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. So pray for our Christian leaders and pray for our pastors, because they do so many good things and they have so many responsibilities, so many goals to accomplish, and we need to help them accomplish one more goal, which is sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. The fact is, the bottom line is, God wants us to express his love toward the Muslims, because God lives within us through his Spirit, and God is love. And we are the body of Christ, and God simply wants to use our eyes, our words, our body, our hearts, our mind, our actions, our spirit, use us to manifest his love toward Muslims. Because when we do that, we are building a relationship of trust. They can trust us. When we react to Muslims with gentleness and respect, we are acting like Jesus Christ, and we are doing what God wants us to do. And here I need to say, regardless whether they received the gospel from us or not, regardless whether we win them to Christ or not, this is what we should do. However, this will enable us, I know from experience, to share Jesus effectively with them. It will be easier when we are gentle and we respect them to enter into dialogue with them. Then it will come a time and we can ask serious questions. Also, we can answer their questions and they will be more open to hear our words and what we believe. Remember, we read in the gospel, 1 Peter, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But, do this with gentleness and respect. Do this with gentleness and respect. And by the way, when we talked about Christians persecuted in Muslim countries, yes, there is a lot of truth to that, of course. But don't forget that also Christians are persecuted in many other parts of the world, in China. And I don't doubt it, if you go to the Holy Land and you start sharing Jesus with the Jews, I am sure you're going to get into trouble. And don't also forget that not all Muslims always persecute and discriminate against Christians. Doesn't happen all the time, like Satan wants us to believe. I can give you an example. The second man that ruled all the Iraqi people after Saddam Hussein was Tariq Aziz. He was a Christian. And Saddam Hussein actually himself was very good toward the Christian people. I hear that from Iraqi people. He was against fanatic Muslims, even though the majority of the country are Muslims. Actually, why go too far? My older brother, Farid, used to work as the chief judge of the Supreme Court in Egypt. Most powerful legal position. Now he works in the Ministry of Justice after he issued a judgment against the Muslim Brotherhood. Most of the Muslims in the world are peaceful and kind and hospitable, and they don't believe in killing or attacking or hurting innocent people. And also remember, so many Muslim extremists and fanatics, I know that for sure, became believers and followers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, praise God. We should not be surprised, because in the gospel, we know from the story of Saul, a zealous Jewish leader who used to persecute and arrest Christians and kill them if possible, Jesus, it changed him and made him the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. Wonderful. My friend, I want you to know that Muslims need our love. And I just want to remind you of a few verses from the Bible. One of them in the gospel, Romans chapter 13, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love bears all things. I read that in the gospel in 1 Corinthians. Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Wow, let me even read to you the whole passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient, love is kind, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. In the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Luke chapter 6, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you. We need to focus on helping Muslims see God's love through us and hear the message of the salvation that God wants them to enjoy through faith in Jesus Christ, focusing on Jesus and letting them know that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one can come to God, our Heavenly Father, without Jesus. Jesus is the door to heaven and to God's forgiveness. He is the answer. We need to focus on that. And by the way, if you never receive Jesus in your heart, if you never put your faith in Him as your Savior, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, God. Nobody loves me, God, like you do. Thank you for sending Jesus to die to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you that you are my only Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. make me a child of God. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live close to God. I want to do God's will. I want to please God. God, thank you for helping me understand your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Love to send you some free materials and encourage you and perhaps guide you to a church close to you. Rest of my audience, let's pray. God will fill us with His presence, fill us with His Spirit, the Spirit of love, and enable us to manifest His love to the people we meet, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Don't forget that I am here to serve you, to help you. As much as possible, I try to help as many people as possible. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God, so God can use us together. Remember, we are one team. No matter what is your background or your denomination, we are one team, we are one family, we are serving God together. We just worship Jesus in different places. Okay, God's grace, peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.